And now for a tiny desert concert. That's when we bring local bands into the KJZZ studios to play a couple songs for us and talk a bit about the music. Today we hear from Tyler Broderick of the indie pop band Diners. Broderick is 22 and has already been writing songs for 10 years, which means for a long time he wasn't even old enough to get into a lot of local venues. So he says his aspirations were hyper-local in scope.
Like, my dream show is like playing like the Mesa Amphitheater, because I live down the street from it.
But. So what kinds of places do you tend to play now?
There's a venue called the Trunk Space in Phoenix that I play all the time. And then there's a venue called Funny World that I also play at. But yeah, I mean, just there's a lot of places in downtown Phoenix that are real cool DIY spots.
Okay, so what is a DIY type of thing? When you're talking about music, we're not talking about like craft necessarily, but like in music, what does DIY refer to?
Well, it stands for do-it-yourself. And what separates like a DIY space from a, I guess, just like a regular venue is just like kind of like a set of ethics. Just everything is about kind of helping each other and helping the community out in like a really positive way.
So is the ethic of the DIY community, is that different than other parts of the music scene?
I think so. I think there's this nasty vibe that I've felt from some bands that just their only goal is to get really famous. And like, it's not about putting on a fun show. It's about seeming really cool to them and seeing, I don't know. It's just not about having a good time and having fun.
So where do you find the balance then between being cool about things and putting on a good show, but also, I mean, I assume you want some kind of notoriety and you'd
definitely
to make some money doing this, right?
Yeah, it's funny. This year was kind of the first time that I was like thinking about, well, it'd be really nice to do this for a living. I mean, there are bands that I know personally that have done it. Like, they've just inched their way up in a way where really they just get to do more of what they love. It's not so much about being a huge band and making a ton of money. It's just being able to do more of what you love. And that's, I think it's possible. I think it's really hard. I think you just have to go in with that mindset. And as long as you agree with everything you're doing, then it'll probably work out.
Is that kind of what you're looking to do? Just sort of be able to do more of what you're already doing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I just, all I think about is music all the time.
So can you play something for us?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is called In My Hometown. It's a new one.
I thought about the house I lived in growing up in my hometown. I thought about the pool I swam in after school with my cousins. I gave a dollar, received my change, walking home from the corner store, sipping the rest of my day. I drove around the blocks, I wandered, not much else was there to do. I came across a thought I forgot, maybe I was at fault. I gave a dollar, received my change, walking home from the corner store, sipping the rest of my day. I gave a dollar, said keep the change, walking home from the corner store, sipping the rest of my days. I thought about the house I lived in growing up in my hometown.
That song was called In My Hometown, performed by Tyler Broderick. He's with the band Diners. In listening to your music, it sounds like there's just a lot of, I don't want to call them competing influences, but sort of, it's not like one type of music. It sounds like there's a lot of different things sort of percolating in there. Can you describe sort of how how you create your sound, from what sounds like a lot of different kinds of sounds?
I can try. Yeah, I think my favorite bands are the bands that my friends play in. And so definitely, like, after I write a song, my first thought is like, oh, geez, I can't wait to show Tristan this, or I can't wait to show my bandmates this, because all my bandmates play in other bands too. So I don't know. We talk about just bands we like. I mean, I tend to listen to a lot of Beach Boys and a lot of different pop bands from the 60s and 70s. So I don't know. I think probably that gets in there, but also just the influence of talking about music to friends, and I think is just a big influence too. So I don't know if that answers the question or not, but I love the music my friends write.
So is that part of this DIY ethic that, like, you're happy for your friends when they come up with something as opposed to, like, man, I wish that was mine?
Oh, yeah, totally. My friends' bands, I really do feel like they're the best bands, and I feel super lucky to be a part of it in some way, just to be at a show where they play a new song, and I go, oh, geez, that's their best song right now. So I don't know. It's great.
So what's next for you?
We're going to be releasing a 7-inch record, EP, and then we're also working on a full-length album that will be out very soon.
I've been talking with Tyler Broderick of the band Diners. He's going to take us out on a song called Hear the World.
Something more than what's beyond your door.
You can see video of this and other Tiny Desert concerts by visiting kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. And if you're in a band or know of one that you'd like to hear play a Tiny Desert concert, send us a note. The show at kjzz.org.
I want to hear the world, see what I could be.
It is the show on KJZZ. We hope you're having a great dusty Friday afternoon. With Mark, I'm Steve.